Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Alan. Thank you so much for tuning into the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. We're talking today about Kill a Stronger.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. The opposing training on the basis of the Minimax formulation is necessary to maintain the opposing robustness of the trained model. The Minimax model is so conservative and pessimistic that it harms natural generalizations. We advocate using enemy training and updating self-confident enemy data from the current model. As martial artists, we train primarily in defensive tactics, which limits the scope of our training. We have to train in the early days of our stay when these kinds of attacks are likely to happen early in our careers, and the best way to prepare for it is to act preemptively and not react. The majority opinion made it difficult to see how a state or person under Republican control could challenge the constitutionality of the ACA. The justices noted that Republican states did not have the right to argue in court that the ACA would harm them. Obamacare has survived another round of Republican attacks, and Republicans have not shown that they will attack it in any way. At the very least, it gets stronger every time Republicans try to kill the program. Time, it seems, is penetrating deeper and deeper into the part of our legal establishment. For those of us in the real world, the question is murkier, but it is still considered important. When you hear the term, stronger, more functional, harder to kill, you immediately think of action heroes. Awareness of this trope can lead to overmotivation. A group of characters who seem to share a pool of personal power distributed among all living members will kill each other to become stronger, the last of them being more powerful than they were in the end. If you fight four great evil demons simultaneously and kill one, the fifth demon that absorbs their power will kill you and thwart their plan to become as strong as they were together. Each time one of them is killed, their original hit points are divided among the surviving hunters, making their killing more difficult. Normal death does not change this, but when a person commits suicide in an alternative universe, the self remains, but it becomes stronger. At one point, the dimensional executioners considered killing the protagonist in order to prevent the antagonist from becoming stronger, but they decided that it was not moral and instead recruited the protagonists to capture him. I want to show them that it's just a few minutes of relief for them. It's a small sacrifice compared to what I experienced, but it's a way for us to unite in solidarity, he said. He also wants to remind people that we can fight, even if we stay at home and stick to the facts and connect with our fellow human beings, even from afar. There are millions of survivors around the world, and each of them has a story to tell, and I am at the center of that story. COVID-19 made me fear for my life, but that fear made me stronger. That is what I want to do, and that is what we will do when we take the time to put pen to paper and pen to paper. It is no secret that a healthy diet and regular exercise make killing more difficult. We offer you the knowledge, facilities, and a safe place where you can learn and fall back on. As you can see, strength is about being functional and hard to kill. It is about being a tool to arm yourself, to achieve happiness, and we want to make sure that we long to enjoy what we are working for. If these conditions exist, toxic stress can develop, with short and long-term health and psychological consequences. Positive stress involves meeting new people, doing something or learning something new. Looking good in a swimsuit and shirt is just window dressing. Researchers have shown that small doses of stress are actually healthy. Healthy stress is short-lived, and when it passes, there is a sense of relief, joy, and achievement. Exposure to manageable stress and recovery builds resilience and resilience to future stress. A study conducted by McGonigal at the University of Wisconsin found that people who experienced a lot of stress and viewed it as bad tended to fare worse. Science tells us that we can influence our stress hormones by changing the way we look at stress. After reviewing several key studies, health psychologist Kelly McGonigal realized that she cannot teach people to avoid stress, but can teach them that stress can actually make them stronger. The researchers found that, contrary to their initial expectations, failure at the start of a career led to greater long-term success after trying. They found that people in the
near missing group were 61% more likely to publish a success paper over the next 10 years than those who made it into the group. The analysis also found that those in the near miss group received less money, published fewer essays, and had higher hit rates than those who made it into the group that actually made it. Researchers examined how many essays each group released over the next 10 years on average, how many of these essays turned out to be hits, and the number of quotations each essay received.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Alan and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.